Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh my goodness, it's loud. So, what do we have for breakfast today, Michael?
We had delicious waffles with slightly cooked blueberries, raspberries. I always add extra cinnamon, flaxseed. They were delicious.
Okay, but you also asked me what's in the waffles, right?
So we had these delicious waffles. What did you put in them today?
It was oatmeal, the oats actually, not the meal, just the oats, and flaxseed, cashews, cinnamon, and applesauce because I didn't have any bananas, so I threw in applesauce. Could you taste the apples?
I really couldn't taste the apple in there, but it tastes delicious. How long were they cooked in the waffle maker?
Until the light comes on. I don't know how long that takes. But I also had the liquid was soy milk. So there's absolutely no processed oil and there's no dairy. So it's totally plant-based whole food.
And we
Very yummy.
didn't, and of course, we didn't add things like butter or sausage or any
Bah.
meat products.
Of course not. Of course not. Hey, so what are we going to do today? Because we still have 60 days until I retire, and you are down to about 54. And so we're still in our condo, and we have things to do. So what are we doing today?
Well, there's a local electronics waste collection at a school nearby, so I'm gathering all of our old electronics, breaking them down, and plan to take those over and recycle those so someone else can use them in the future. And then I'm going to make a brief run over to Costco and then come back and see if I can continue getting rid of some of our piles around the house.
Yeah, well, we don't have very many piles left. I think they're mostly your piles. And then we did yesterday go look at one of the condos in the neighborhood that's for sale. And their big selling point is that they have redone the kitchen and they have really pretty tile on the floor. Of course, it's on the bottom floor. But what is the thing we have in our condo that they don't have?
Well, their condo looked impressive the way they updated the kitchen. I was impressed by that and their tile floors. However, it had absolutely no view. We have, in my opinion, the prettiest view in the entire complex. We have hardwood floors, and that will be our selling point.
Plus, we don't have any stuff in here because we have been minimalizing for such a long time. I think that people are going to be able to come in and take a look and picture their things in the space. And so they won't have to be distracted by, furniture that doesn't fit or oversized, things in corners because we're pretty much done with all of this minimalizing. And the other day, somebody asked me, how do you get rid of all of your sentimental stuff. Do you have any ideas for those people who have that kind of question?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember the experience that most of the pictures have captured. And then we are categorizing, taking pictures of our certificates, our pictures, and I plan to use Dropbox to store those and give family members access to the Dropbox so that anybody that wants to look at those in the future will have that. But at the end of the day, I think it was more of the experience than just the collected item that's been sitting in a drawer for 16 years anyway.
Exactly, because most of the time we're not here just looking at stuff that we have collected. And of course, in our future, we plan to not sit anywhere very long. And so collecting things and hanging on to stuff is really not something that we've done mostly. Anyway, except for books. Books were hard to get rid of for me. But now that they're gone, I never read a book twice, which isn't true because I like to listen on the audiobooks. And I will listen to those books twice. But I never really picked up a hard copy book and read it from front to back. A second time, I might have gone through and found some parts I really liked. But I agree with you. I think the pictures will be enough. And I think, when you get sentimental, you start looking at pictures. And pretty soon, 2 hours goes by. And you're like, bye, I haven't gotten anything done except for go back in time. So
yeah.
Our goal is to go forward in time and experience all sorts of stuff outside of our day-to-day grind that we're doing right now.
Well, I love books, and I won't say I won't ever buy a book, but I intend to buy electronic books, books on tape, electronically download books. And something I noticed on a recent trip from San Diego to Texas is that you can read the book and then donate it or leave it at the various RV sites for other people to enjoy. We can also, at the same time, we'll pass by many public libraries. They always are looking for donations. So that's a good way if you buy a book to share with somebody else.
Oh, that's true. That's a real good idea. Hey, so what do you think we got next on our plate here in terms of wrapping stuff up on this chapter of our lives? What are we going to do in terms of making sure all our ducks are in a row? Are you done with calling the VA?
Still got a few things to work on and got to make sure. Yeah, I got a couple of visits to do and then make sure that all of the paperwork is appropriate and aligned and working with the federal government. The federal government is a slow moving beast. So hopefully, hopefully that's working out appropriately and things like Social Security is working out appropriately.
Wait, you have more phone calls to make to Social Security?
No, just got to wait to see if it works.
Okay, well, what about those people who are dying to retire and live off of Social Security? What do you say to them?
Well, I'd say live within your means, regardless of whether you're getting a Social Security check or you have worked for yourself and you have your 401s. Don't live beyond your means. You certainly don't have to have the latest vehicles. You certainly don't have to have the bunches of clothes to wear. I don't think anybody cares about that. But so I would say live within your means and stretch your money.
Well, obviously you can't make up more money if you don't have it coming in. Hey, so the other thing to wrap this up, what are we doing for lunch?
We're having leftover black beans, and it also has a lot of great spices in it. And then I put brown rice, and I think it's important at every meal to add greens. So we always have fresh greens in our refrigerator to top it off with. And not only
did you do? Did you make that all in the Instapot?
Last night, I made a sweet potato, black beans, and brown rice. I made the sweet potato in the Instapot. I put them on pressure cook for about 30 minutes. And I did the black beans and brown rice on the side and added a bunch of spices to them.
Okay, so that's what we're having for lunch. Right? That's what we're having for lunch?
That's what we're having for lunch.
Okay, well, let's go do it.
See ya. Okay.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Heaven in a B. Oh, what is it called? Heaven in a Class B. Also, you can find us on our website at Plant Based RV Living. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.